Topo it up because it was in the news, and you know, I think we could just squeeze it in there. This goes along with the Planet Fitness, the fellas dressing like the ladies and hanging out in changing rooms. But we've been dealing with the Leah Thomas situation for the last year or so, 2 years. And basically, who became the villain of the Leah Thomas situation? The one girl who had the courage to stand up and draw attention nationally to it. And, you know, she's the villain. So we need someone...
Frank, there's nothing we hate more in this country than a strong woman who's standing up to men wanting to change in the locker room. We like the strong women with dicks.
Yes, and which is why women need a woman with a dick to finally be on their side and champion their cause so they can get their word out to the general public. And you know there's only one dick for the job. That's right, folks. Give me the Bruce.
Caitlyn Jenner in New York State today to show her support for a new countywide sports ban on some transgender athletes, a ban that's believed to be the first of its kind in the entire country. It's in an order by the Nassau County Executive on Long Island, and it specifically prevents athletes who were assigned male at birth from competing on women and girls teams in any of the 100 or so sports facilities run by the county. Jenner, of course, a former Olympian and contributor on Fox News, known to point to her experience in sports as her reasoning for backing bans like these. Listen to what she had to say today.
When it comes to athletics participation, with the biological sex, you have to compete in the biological sex.
Bruce doesn't give a fuck, man. He's fucking Bruce just with some tits. You know, like, he's Bruce, but he threw on some nice tits, man.
But that's what training used to be. You're not really a woman. He even says he's not a real, really a woman.
You know? I love it, dude. He got a little lipstick on there, but it's just when you're watching with the voice, everything, it's Bruce, man. And he's just wearing, you know, oh, it's good.
He's
stuff.
Just wearing high heels. He's got fake tits. Hey, and if that's how you want to be, fine. I'm fine with it.
That's
but
right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you're not a woman.
It's Bruce, and he feels fabulous. So I'm
he
all
he looks
for
great.
Him, man.
You look great. You're the hottest version of Bruce that Bruce could ever be. I'm gonna give you that, and I applaud you, and I love what you have to say. And you notice how they never talk about her anymore.
They cannot stand because Caitlyn Jenner, because Caitlyn Jenner is a Republican and anti all their bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, like this shit. They can't stand. This is why they can't listen. They can't play anything that I don't even know what they call him. He or she says.
Are you ready for more?
I love it. There, yeah.
Biological sex. You have to compete in the biological sex that you were born. This is critical to protecting the integrity of competition in women's sports.
The New York Attorney General issuing a cease and desist order.
Who I believe is Letitia James. That's right.
Now, because of this ban. And what's happening in Nassau County, what's happening on Long Island could have real implications, not just on trans athletes there, but it could lead to a lot more questions about whether this could happen in other parts of the country. Look at this map. So Idaho was the first state to pass a ban on trans girls and women from competing in female sports just 4 years ago. All right, think about 4 years ago, not that long since then. Nearly two dozen states have done the same thing.
Yeah, and that's the end of the clip, and that's the end of that. It's finally, like I said, we got the Bruce Caitlyn Jenner on the women's side. Maybe they'll finally making some inroads into the hearts of the American public.
If anybody would know, she would know, right? Olympic athlete. Plus, you got to give it credit, dude. Bruce was a man and beat the men, and then became a woman.
That's
you
right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
He didn't have to turn into a woman during the Olympics to go beat all the women.
Yes. Good
right?
call. Absolutely. And I'd like to get a side-by-side comparison of Bruce Jenner and Big Mike Obama. I just want to see Michelle Obama shoulders compared to some Bruce Jenner shoulders. And then for a little fun, maybe a little international spice to it, let's throw in a little Big Jean Brigitte Macron in there.
Can we just have you all compete in a quick shot put?
Real quick. I just want to see the three of them like in an arm wrestling competition or who could do the most pull-ups.
Oh, Big Mike's got it.
Big Mike is the winner. There's no doubt.
Those shoulders, man. Man. That's a big girl.
Yeah, man. Let's get the Bruce versus the Big Mike versus the Big Jean. And
wow, I'd like to see Big Mike and Bruce raise.
Big
but Caitlin has to wear high heels. Probably still wins.
Well, no, and we've kind of discussed this before, but let's have Leah Thomas compete in some competition against Bruce Jenner.
Oh, now that would be good.
Although Bruce, he's a little older now. I think he was kind of an alcoholic for a while during his heyday over on the Kardashian show.
Yeah, but dude, there's a crazy statistic about that generation. It goes for the Rachel Levine too. They're like the same age, and there's this thing about this drug that all these like high performance guys, college athletes, Olympians, that they were taking, and there's this like huge correlation between they stopped taking it as a kid, and then they hit a certain age, and they lose like all testosterone production.
Wow.
And then they feel like those guys, there's like this, I forgot what the rate is, but it's like 3 or 4 times the normal population of them trying to transition into women.
Well, don't you have an immediate, like, massive drop in testosterone the second you stop taking the steroids?
It depends how much you were taking, but there's this certain one that they were taking in the 80s that apparently, like, you know, dude, you don't know what the side effects are going to be 40 right. years from now.
And it was we're talking about a roid, right? You know,
steroid.
Steroid, yeah, absolutely.
It was like this steroid that wasn't detectable by the test back then.
Right.
Because it's always like this arms race between what's, you know, testable and not. But anyway, apparently they were taking it. And a lot of these men, like they were saying Bruce Jenner had like, it was like 8 teammates or something that all transitioned.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
it's like
crazy.
It's a big thing about that age group. Rachel Levine or something, you know, that the health secretary.
Oh, I know who Rachel Levine is.
The scientist from Independence
that's
Day.
That's right, man.
She took the same thing, and apparently her football team in college, she played college football with General Milley.
Yes, that's right, man.
And apparently on that team, there's like a whole bunch of them that turned into women, or at least, and then the other ones like had serious problems with like hormone replacement therapy later on in life. It was because of the steroid.
That's crazy stuff. It explains why Barry Bonds grew a pair of tits on his neck. It's absolutely crazy.
No, but the craziest part is, that's what I forgot to say. The craziest part is, all the doctors and stuff say that the simple cure is to just give them testosterone replacement therapy, TRT.
All right.
And they go right back to normal. But the ones that go to like these gender affirming care people, that's how they get convinced into being women.
That's crazy stuff, man. And again, I'm curious what's going to happen to like Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds 20 years from now. We'll be in that 40-year range from when they were jacking themselves up with like horse DNA or something, right? What was it?
Mark McGwire turned into a horse.
No, it was horse.
That guy was literally a horse.
It was horse growth hormone, I believe.
He was a horse with like a 12-year-old boy calves.
I know. Like, they turned into these cartoonish creatures, man. So I'm just kind of curious. Maybe they're all going to end up being some sort of trainee something or other in the future there, because they took the steroids to the max in the late 90s.
Yeah.
It seemed like a gradual kind of increase from the 60s to the 70s, 80s, and then the 90s, right? And then here we are. And in general, in the 90s, all these athletes were enormous. And
enormous.
There were,
they
like,
still are.
I remember Jankowski, Ronkowski, I think was his name. He played for the Broncos. He was a middle linebacker. And he did this interview on 60 Minutes, like, years after his career, talking about how he was essentially blacked out for several seasons because he was so jacked on roids. And he was just, like, he was putting his body through unbelievable pain and suffering, but he had no idea because he wasn't feeling it. Like, his brain wasn't processing what was happening to his body.
That's insane.
And these were like, this is the 90s, man.
Yeah, imagine what they got now. Because look at the football players now, dude.
I know, dude. Look at Travis Kelce, dude. He almost ripped his coach's head off at the Super Bowl.
I know.
He was so jacked on roids. It was that, and he was also quadruple boosted. Who knows what the mRNA vaccine does when it's mixed with the steroids.
Back in the day, I've said it all the time. Back in the day, it was like the lineman was just like this really fat, like 6'5 guy, you know?
Yes.
Now he's fucking same height, same weight, 0% fat. Just jacked 400 pounds, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Yeah, that booster. Dude, did you hear the thing about the long COVID?
I've been seeing several things about long COVID, and then I emailed myself something about it. And now I don't know where it went. I email myself stuff, and it Google just deletes it because they don't want me to talk about
it. It's the FBI.
But apparently, long COVID is afflicting, oh, here it is, 5.8 million kids have long COVID.
Dude, they've been running test after test after test, and it turns out it's not long COVID, it's a long vaccine.
Ooh.
What happened was...
Did you coin that phrase, or is that what they're saying?
Got it from Dr. Drew.
Hey, all right.
What they're saying is long COVID was, so like there's people who are predisposed to, like, you know, genetically or whatever, they're going to get like huge reactions to certain respiratory viruses. It's just how we are, mm-hmm. right? Everybody reacts different. So there are people who got hit with COVID, their body just couldn't take it. They got really hit really hard, probably took about 2-3 months to get back to normal. After 3 months, long COVID was not long COVID, it's because you got the vaccine and then you got the virus and your body can't recover.
Oh man, that's rough. Which
nobody who has it is unvaccinated.
It's VAIDS then.
They want to state, that's what it's without saying it. That's what they're saying, is that your immune system can't fight anything.
It's a vaccine-induced autoimmune disease.
You're in a state of constant colds and flus and, you know, bacterial and viral infections.
They're saying here the common long COVID symptoms in kids is headache, loss of taste and smell. That's the big one, huh? Brain fog and pain. All right. That's just kind of crazy to have it for months. To not taste and smell for months, man. What was this disease, dude? Like, what did they create in that lab?
What was in the vaccine?
Well, the vaccine...
Why is the vaccine so much worse than the virus?
I don't think the virus existed until the vaccine was out.
Ooh, God. This is... Man, this is why we do the podcast.
That's people. Right,
Frank
man.
Always gets me.
I've told you, I read into this thing on how... I went down a rabbit hole how there's a lot of evidence out there suggesting that an avian flu broke out of a gain-of-function lab in China, and that's why you saw all the crazy stuff going on over there. And then we released something to, like, combat it or something or cover it up because we were doing the gain-of-function, and what we released purposely was COVID, allegedly. And so what went around and got people was this avian flu, which anyone who maybe got whatever this COVID back in, you know, late 19, early 2020, that was probably some sort of that avian flu. And then we locked down. They claim COVID is out there, and maybe it was, but a SARS-CoV-2 whatever virus, you know, is nothing. And so then they created the vaccine, and all of a sudden... people are dying left and right, so, I mean, who knows? But I've always believed that the virus was from the vaccine.
You're right. Yeah, it would explain why people who I mean, we joked about it on here for years now. It's you, if you're calling in sick once a month, I know you're vaccinated.
Yes.
I know you're voting for Joe Biden.
Yes,
I know,
man.
Everything I need to know about you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah, the vax status really just tells it all, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah.
It's funny, man. Kind of like wearing the mask is like having the MAGA hat on.
I don't think they understand that, though. Like, if you're one of those people around here still wearing a mask, you're no different than the guy that you're talking shit about who's wearing the MAGA hat. We think you're both insane.
I've been really keying in on all the protesting going on, and it's for everything. I mean, they arrested Greta Thunberg again in Germany for sitting in front of some parliament steps the other day.
No.
Yes. Yeah, that's... And nobody paid attention because she's not cool anymore because she's not protesting Gaza, right? So nobody cares about Greta Thunberg, but, you know, they're arresting her, and then the goofballs blocking traffic all over the city, urban areas here in America. They are all wearing the masks, man. Everybody in every scene across the world, too. It's a worldwide thing. If you are protesting something, whether it's climate change or the migrants or the crises and all this nonsense, you're wearing the mask.
Yeah, but they're doing that to cover their face. That's not because they're scared of a virus.
You think it's the face cover? Because yeah, that doesn't matter anymore. We got so much AI tech and cameras everywhere, and we're quite literally following your every move with your cell phone.
Yeah, the guy in China said it. We can tell you by the gait of your walk.
That's right.
That's creepy. Creepy.
I've been seeing a lot of stuff pop up in the conspiracy threads about people's phones predicting their thoughts and reading their minds more and more nowadays.
I think it's just the algorithm. Okay, this is where I get my tinfoil hat.
Yeah, it's been piquing my interest just because, and I'm going to say this quickly before you go, I've been not carrying my phone around with me the last probably year or so, and I stopped noticing that kind of stuff.
See, here's the thing. The phone's not listening. It is listening, but it's not. So, I don't know. Okay, here's where my tinfoil hat goes on. People think that the phone is listening, and the companies are saying, no, our algorithms are just really good at predicting what you will want. I think everybody's arguing about the wrong thing. I think the algorithm has you controlled. It's hypnotized you.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, oh my God, I want this. And then you go online and it's just like, don't you want this? And it's like, how did you know? Are you listening to me? And it's like, no, this is just where we are in the process. We know what you want.
Well, that's right on the money in my book. I think they've collected so much data at this point that they can probably in real time just assume what you're thinking about.
No, I think they're controlling what you're thinking about.
Well, people, from what I've been kind of going down, anecdotally, from what I'm reading, are people are not even near their phone, thinking of something, not saying anything out loud, and then going to their device and seeing it advertised to them.
Yes, but how do you know you're thinking about that without the algorithm steered you into thinking that? That's what I'm trying to say is like...
You're saying that you had probably subconsciously already seen the algorithm offer the advert to you, but you dismissed it and didn't think about it, and then you came back to the device and saw it again because you had already been... It was incepted into
your mind.
I think
the algorithm learns enough about... Okay, the thing about humans is we really... Whether you want to believe it or not, there's really only so many different, like personality traits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's only so many different personalities. You know, whether you want to think you're an original guy, there's a million like you out there. And that's what happens when you have 8 billion people, right? It's just, there could only be so many really real variations of these personalities. And I think once you enter that for so long, it probably doesn't even take very long for these algorithms to learn which personality type you are. Mm-hmm. And then they can then they get to a point where they're not just recommending what they think you will want. they are steering you into wanting what they have to offer you.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I just, man, I've been really itching for a booster shot lately. I don't know why. I'm just,
well, they were talking to you. I think the algorithm is controlling the way, if you stare at TikTok, dude, if you look at the numbers, there are people who are spending more than 2,000 hours a year.
Oh, yeah.
On TikTok.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a full-time job.
Well, you want a rabbit hole for this. I found a patent when I was digging through online. Purchased by Google long time ago. I think it was Google, or not, maybe it was the U.S. government. It was
same thing.
Yeah, same thing. And it was a patent on sending light pulsating frequencies through devices to input thoughts into people's minds.
Yeah, I think they're controlling how people think. It's why they can do what they can do. It's why people like us who are disconnected from it are looking at these people and are like, how do you even think that?
I know.
How did that even pop into your head?
Yes.
It's because they're watching TikTok.
And maybe that's the zombie apocalypse that we are in, right? It's just everyone's zombified by their devices, and the devices are actually controlling how they're thinking, moving, and acting. And, well, we're doomed. I think that's what it means.
You think you're controlling the iPhone? Go to some of these people and take away their iPhone.
Yes.
They're lost. Which means that phone is controlling you. You're lost without it.
If I don't call Emma's phone when she can't find it, I will be sleeping in the car outside. That's that's how angry people get.
She lost the master. The claw.
The claw. You know?
The hands, the wrinkles on the hands, the, you know what I mean? Like a 50-year-old, like women in their late 40s, early 50s start to get kind of like, they almost look more brittle. I'm not trying to be like mean or anything, but you know what I mean? It has to do with like estrogen and like the, you know, that's why women get more osteoporosis because the bone density. You know what I mean? We're like a 50-year-old man, you kind of just look like a man who's out of his prime. Right?
That's right, man.
I don't know if that makes sense.
It kind of does, but I think as you get older, the balls sag a little bit more, so it becomes easier to tuck.
Good call. You just shove it all right in your asshole.
You can stretch them all the way there. No problem, man.
No, I just think it's very... like, it's hard for a 50-year-old woman to look young. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So a 50-year-old man who's trying to look like a young woman... It's
right. It's more, you're a little bit more exposed.
You're very exposed. Just like, you know, when you're kids, you can't really tell the difference between the little boys and the little girls. They kind of look similar, you know? You get a little boy with long hair, kind of looks like a little girl. And then you get older, you know what I mean? I don't know. Even the men start to get a little, you know, their estrogen levels drop. They start to get, that's why older women have mustaches.
Oh, yeah. That's right, man.
And so it's like you're going to be an old man and try to be a woman. It's noticeable, dude. So that's the only thing I would give to Bridget is...
Well, Brigitte.
I think it'd be hard to be a 70-year-old tranny. You know,
you're in a position in life, though, where you have the finances and the political clout probably to afford all the... necessary cosmetic surgeries to maintain the womanly look.
They're not that good. Look at Courtney Cox. You know what I mean?
Well, look,
they made Courtney Cox look manly. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, we were watching the State of the Union last week, and Emma wouldn't stop obsessing over Kamala Harris's neck.
Dude,
and she kept asking me. She kept like pointing at the TV, like screaming, like, "What's happening here? What is happening?" And I kept telling her, I'm like, you know, over the years, if you just keep doing the face over and over again, you gotta pull that skin somewhere, man. You know, it's all getting pulled to the neck.
That's a crazy neck, dude. That neck is a 150-year-old lizard neck. And then the face is like trying to look like a 40-year-old woman.
Well, I told her, when you are a crossbred reptilian Anunnaki lizard with a human face mask on, it's hard to keep the neck under control.
Hard to find a good surgeon. Yeah.
The human skin, it just gets really stretchy after a while, you know? Especially on top of the lizard gizzard or whatever you got going on there.
Yeah, I don't know. She might be a man, though. You know, Bridget, whatever. Does look like a lot of surgery.
Dude, once again. And she looks highly overloaded on the makeup detail. In all the pictures. Dude, I don't know.
But I can't tell if that's just because she's an old woman who's, like, married to a world leader that's 30 years younger than her. That's like, that's... Right. But it never goes the other way, you know?
It's weird, man. And also, it would make more sense, too. Brigitte, actually a man with her playboy young thing that is Macron. And we've all seen the pictures of Macron canoodling with Justin Trudeau. So we know he loves the fellas.
Oh, he loves the dick for sure, yeah.
And so maybe, you know, Brigitte was able to buy herself young Macron at a young age, and then she primed him to be prime minister over there in France. President, whatever they do.
Danny Day brings up a good point. Remember Bridget Nielsen?
Bridget Nielsen. Who's... actress or...
remember, wasn't she the chick on... Fuck, what's that guy? Flavor Flav.
Oh, the Flavor of Love.
Right, she was like the chick that he married.
Right, and
that's a great point, is that she was like, I mean, she was very, very, you know, a masculine female.
Well, just like China.
China, another one. The wrestler. Even they, you know, even though they're getting in their older years, like Bridget Nielsen's 60 years old. Doesn't look as much of a man as certain people, you know?
Well, also probably less steroids in their older years compared to when they were probably... Well, I mean, China was roiding up, I imagine, for the WWE.
Oh, they all were, yeah.
Yeah, but... Flava Flav, I totally forgot about that lady that he was with. Just a larger woman. Probably descendant of some sort of Nordic culture. Maybe even the Nordic aliens. Hey, we're always going back to the alien bloodline, folks. She might
Bridget
be a Nephilim.
Nielsen, 6'1". Damn, that's a big woman. She was married to Sylvester Stallone?
Wow.
For 2 years, 85 to 87. No way.
Have you seen Stallone lately? He's got this TV show on, like, Apple Plus starring him and his three daughters and his wife.
Dude, and, like, apparently nose jobs run in the family.
That's right, man.
Because they all have the same nose that was done by the same surgeon.
I know.
Crazy.
It's really wild, man. Sly, he's got all sorts of weird stuff going on with his plastic surgery on his...
It's amazing I even had kids. I can't even speak English.
All right, yeah. So I want to hear from you officially. Thumbs up, thumbs down, sir. Are we going Big John Macron or what?
I'm going to go no, because at 70 years old, she still kind of looks like a woman, and yeah. I just think it's so hard at that age. You know, I think Danny Day's right. Even Bridget Nielsen at 60 looks more like a woman than Big Mike, you know? So I'm going to give Big Mike still, I believe it, Big Bridget. I'm going to give her a pass.
We're going no with Big John. All right. I'm all in on Big John. I'm still all in on Big Mike. And it has more to do with their fellas who seem to be themselves more into the fellas. And that's why I lean more into their wives being.
Macron is for sure into gay. He's for sure gay.
Yeah.
Only
absolutely.
A gay dude is going to marry a woman 24 years older than him. Oh, you're a woman that wants to marry me who I can probably never have sex with? Yeah, I'm in. That's a gay guy. You know?
Yeah, definitely, and same with Trudeau. I think these fellas, they love their fellas, but they needed to run for office, so they had to make some sort of financial contract with these ladies, or in Big John
Macron.
Yeah, she
was super rich. She's the reason, like, she probably got him into the right parties, into the right circles, you know what I mean? It had nothing to do with, like, love and sex. That's what Macron is for. I mean, Trudeau.
Hey-o! Yeah, man! You know? Oh boy. All right. Well,
I heard on a side note that that Macron loves those Cuban lovers, you know?
Yes, that's right. He likes his food a little extra spicy. So, all right, well, we got a little bit of time left here in this episode. We'll have to probably pawn off a few things to the third rendition here, but let's see here. Oh, man, I don't even know what to pick, Mike. What do we got here? Should we do Don Lemon?
You read my mind, dude. Psycho.
Psycho, indeed. I know. I was thinking, what did I really want to talk about? And that's right. Don Lemon back in the news, my man. He... His short-lived, but ultimately very loved, stint on X, formerly known as Twitter, lasted one interview with Elon Musk. Yes, man! Yeah. All right, so should I just play the clip? And then we'll roll forward. All right, here we go. This is Don Lemon back on CNN, getting interviewed on CNN, talking about his... foray into alternative media on X.
Hate speech on the platform is up. Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform? That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the Great Replacement Theory as it relates to Democrats?
I don't have to answer these questions.
The Great Replacement Theory as it relates to Jewish people. Do you think that...
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Otherwise, I would not do this interview.
So you don't think, do you think that you wouldn't get in trouble or you wouldn't be criticized for these things?
I'm criticized constantly. I could care less.
As someone who has one of the largest social media and information platforms in the world.
A quarter billion people.
I think it's 455 or 500 million users a week. And it doesn't seem that he feels that he has any responsibility with that because he seemed really averse to facts. That facts did not matter to him. It didn't matter that he...
I like how Don is framing this as he was doing a sting operation to expose Elon and his free speech platform for allowing hate speech to permeate throughout the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Good luck, man.
There's more to go. You want to hear more of this defense?
I love this.
In defense of Don Lemon? All right.
Seemed... really averse to facts, that facts did not matter to him. It didn't matter that he retweeted things that were offensive to people. And this whole, the whole idea of what I was asking him about, was it offensive and did he feel that his platform should have better moderation? Because the things that I asked him about were not supposed to be on his platform according to his own rules, his own content rules. They were supposed to be removed from the platform. He says, well, we don't amplify them. But it doesn't matter. They're there. They're in the public forum and people can find them.
Now, CNN reached out to X for their comment. And their response is, quote, we reserve the right to make decisions about our business partnerships. And after careful consideration, X decided not to enter into a commercial partnership with the show.
Goodbye, Don. So long. Fare thee well. Hardly knew ye.
Dude, you got fired from CNN. So this guy, he throws a bone to you. I'm going to give you a show on my platform. You decide, okay, first thing I'm going to do is interview you. And then you try to shit on the guy? Come on, Don. What are you doing? Go back to Harvard.
You're like, you get hired for the new job, and then you come in on the first day, and you sit your boss down, and you ask him a bunch of hard-hitting asshole questions to try and, like, make him look like an asshole. And then you're like, why'd I get fired?
I think he's a bigot.
All right, boss, first day, first things first. Let me expose you for being a bigot.
Elon, thank you so much for this opportunity. First question, do you support the child pornography being portrayed on X?
You've been called a racist, and I'm here to ask you, why are you such a racist?
Why do you hate gay black people?
Thanks for the job, by the way.
Oh, dude, this was terrible. You know who had a great take? Adam Carolla.
Oh, excellent.
Remember Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson got fired like within 24 hours of each other.
That's right, man. Yeah.
And I remember Adam Carolla said it. They even played the clip the other day where he talked about both of them getting fired. And he said the difference is Tucker Carlson is a very smart guy with a unique opinion on things. He said, you won't see the end of Tucker Carlson. He'll just find a different outlet.
That's right.
Right? And he did. He said, the problem with Don Lemon is he's an airhead. He's got nothing upstairs. And he will just say whatever, you know, the puppeteers tell him to say. And because of that, he doesn't have anything interesting to say. No interesting opinions, no interesting insights. You know what I mean? And so you'll never hear of him again. And he was 100% right. Even Elon Musk. You know, a lot of people, you can say what you want about Tucker Carlson. Everybody assumes he is this one thing. But really, he puts down the microphone. And then the guy, like, takes his son out into the woods and goes fly fishing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I don't care for Tucker. I still think he's some sort of deep state shill. But it is, that's very true, though, that, like, the guy is still talented and he's able to work hard enough to get his product out there. Whereas Don Lemon, in the same time that you've been laid off, what have you produced? You've done nothing, man.
Yeah, because he doesn't have an original thought. Like, Tucker Carlson, at least, whatever you want to say about him, at least has original thoughts. He wrote his own monologues.
Right.
You know? Yes. Like, he's intelligent, and he has a unique view and all this, and it's like, Don Lemon, you have none of that.
It's true, actually, and we always knew when Don Lemon was going off script and launching his own unique, individually written monologues in his mind, because he would have to pull the earpiece out and tell them to shut up so that way he could keep talking about how his guest is racist. And then
2 days later, he'd have to apologize.
That's right. Do you remember that clip, by the way? It was Vivek Ramaswamy Ding Dong that he was accusing. Yes, we clipped it for the show. We listened to it. It was our first exposure, actually, to Vivek. And he had a phenomenal, like, response, or clap back, if you will. I know all the young folk like to say clap back. But it was right at the beginnings of the primary season, or maybe we haven't even fully kicked off yet, but I think he was, like, in the beginnings of announcing his run, and he was on the Don Lemon morning show, and they got into a back and forth over bigotry and racism, and Don, remember, famously gave him, like, a quick 30-second historical rundown on American racism since the Civil War. And he was explaining American racism to a first-generation son of Indian immigrants. Who's way smarter than Don, and was like, look, I don't need a historical retelling of slavery.
I know. Imagine being Vivek in that interview. Here's this gay black man who literally is where he is just because he, like, announced he was a gay black man.
Yes, that's right.
And then here you are, this son of Indian immigrants who had to, like, be successful, marry one woman, have a family, you know what I mean? Never step outside of marriage, you know?
Yeah, never screw up. Like, Don made a career out of getting annihilated and completely blackout wasted every year on New Year's.
Yeah, with Anderson Cooper.
That's the only reason people still love Don Lemon, is because he would get wasted and be human for about an hour on the CNN live coverage.
The worst fact I heard the other day was that Cuomo got twice the ratings as Don Lemon, and they were like the number one in two shows.
Wow.
At one point, yeah.
Cuomo was a popular guy. Have you been tuning into his News Nation show at all?
No, but I listened to his, so he interviewed Tucker Carlson, two-part interview. Altogether, it's like an hour and a half. Please don't waste your life listening to that hour and a half. I'm talking to lawyers right now to see who I could sue for that time back.
Yes, man. No good, huh?
Jesus Christ. If I want to hear the FBI interview the CIA,
yes!
I will tune in to Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon. What is going, or Cuomo and Carlson? It was crazy.
There's like a spat going on online between Dan Crenshaw, and Tucker Carlson, and they're like arguing over, you know, CIA involvement and all this stuff. And you basically have one guy who works for the CIA arguing with another guy who works for the CIA about how much involvement the CIA has in influencing our culture. It's like, thanks, CIA. That's good. We appreciate it.
Have you ever seen Two Guns?
No, what was Two Guns? Refresh my memory.
Great movie. Mark Wahlberg and I don't want to be racist.
Oh, no.
An old black actor, and I always get it wrong. Denzel Washington.
Oh, I was just going to say, just go Don Cheadle. We know the we know.
No, it's not Don Cheadle. Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg.
All right.
So Mark Wahlberg is like this, like, he works pretty much for the Department of the Navy. Denzel Washington works for, like, the FBI or something. And they don't know each other as part of the government, but they meet up and they're both setting up the other one in they're robbing a bank that's pretty much funded by the CIA.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's just, so it's like three, like, government agencies. Bill Paxton's in it.
Wow.
Great role.
Complex, man. You know, last night the NAACP awards were on, which I watched. I was watching
the what?
NAACP awards. Yeah, and you can assume who was in attendance and all the people hosted. It was hosted by Queen Latifah and all this, but you know what blew my mind? There was one presenter who was white. One. Donnie Wahlberg.
No!
Yes!
What?
He was like the third presenter. I was like, what the fuck is Donnie Wahlberg doing here?
Well, that's just proof he's hung like a black man.
That's what I'm saying. That's all you need to know.
Whatever dick Mark Wahlberg didn't get, Donnie got
it. It went to Donnie, that's right.